As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. It's Good Friday, and we are happy to be with you here. We talked with Dave Murray at the beginning of the 1 o'clock hour, kind of like the layout of the holiday weekend. Of course, there are always outdoor events taking place throughout the course of Good Friday through Easter Sunday. So if you're interested in hearing the details on the rain that's going to be coming in, the timing of it, the severity of it, go back to the beginning of the 1 o'clock hour and take a listen to Dave Murray talking about that. You can check the podcast at anniefryshow.com/podcast. All right, let's get to it. Next question. On the Annie Fry Show. Next question.
Next question.
Question.
It's a legitimate question.
Next question.
Next question, please.
Next question on the Annie Fry Show.
First question I have, and this came across as something I saw on social media, and I wonder if that really how you guys would feel about this. If you were meeting your significant other later in life, like you didn't know him in high school or you didn't know him in college, if you had a significant physical change with like cosmetic surgery on your body, maybe your nose was really whack or something, you had something done on you, your genetics created this part of your body, but this person met you and they didn't know that your nose used to look like something else, do you feel like there's a moral obligation to disclose that earlier in the relationship? Because I would assume if you're going to have kids that those genes would be in play. Yes or no?
Ooh, man. That's a good question.
Well, there was a nose that somebody had done and they looked great. I mean, the nose beforehand had a major bend in the nose and it was, you know, it's the way they were born. They didn't imply that there was injury that caused the nose to be disfigured the way it was. And people were commenting repeatedly, like, if you date anybody, you have to tell them right away what you used to look like. And I'm like, how wow. Do you even do that? But then I was also thinking, there's so much that women do to themselves to look a certain way anyway. I mean, and it could be hair extensions. It could be Botox. It could be loads of makeup. It could be a boob job. It could be all sorts of different things. Should you have to disclose, like, my actual genetics are this, and here's what I can do with them?
Yeah, I've seen the videos that are going around now of women who look so completely different without makeup that you wouldn't even know is the same person. So those things scare me. Well, here's a line. I have to ask this question. If you're a guy, or a girl, I guess, but it would apply to guys more. Would that apply to hair transplants?
Oh, I think
anything.
As much as anything else would, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if you were completely and totally bald, and I mean, what if you're wearing a hairpiece or whatever? There's nothing wrong with it, but I mean, I think a hairpiece you would eventually find out, but how far into the relationship can you go before you're like, this isn't really mine, or these weren't really mine, or this is what I used to look like?
I would say when it becomes serious, you would need to disclose something. And I don't know what that is, but it's probably not first date. It's probably not even first few dates. But once it's like, okay, I think we're exclusive, we're getting pretty serious, that might be something. I think you have to say something. I would feel compelled to.
So, hypothetically speaking, you meet your spouse after you've lost a bunch of weight because you had a heart condition.
Hypothetically.
Hypothetically speaking, should I disclose that to my spouse? Potential
spouse. I'm asking you the question.
Yeah, well,
you answer the question.
I'm just making sure that I understand this correctly. I do think that there is an element of like, especially like in my situation, that's not actually hypothetical. Those of you who know me.
What?
Yeah, surprise, surprise. I think that there is a little bit of a responsibility there to know, especially like in my condition, because it was medical issues that caused the dramatic amount of weight loss and stuff like that.
What if you had like, you had 3 heart attacks. How many had, when you met your wife, were you overweight?
Yes.
So she knew you when you were overweight?
Yes.
Had you had a heart attack?
No.
So she knew who you were.
Right, then.
So that's, I'm saying, like, if she would have met you
after that.
After you lost all that weight and everything. But also, like, people who get their stomach stapled or whatever it might be. And if you drop hundreds of pounds.
Yeah.
I don't know how long you could get away with something like that. That requires a different kind of lifestyle and what you can eat and stuff. So I don't know how far you could get into a relationship without having to explain why you eat the way you do or as little as you do or how, whatever. But like if you had a major surgery, you had a huge nose job or something. Do you have to say it? You have to say it.
Well, what's your answer?
I think that what I would do is I would probably show pictures of me in high school or something like that. And it would be there. And I would be like, oh, that's before I got my nose job. And I wouldn't be like, we need to sit down and talk about my nose.
we have to have a conversation.
Yeah. I think I would want to know that I liked this person enough to see if they would still like me in spite of that. And if they didn't, I'd be like, goodbye. As Molly says, twos. Peace.
Yeah, the CF question was a weird one for me because it when I was dating, I never thought about it. I never thought anybody would care. So I never really thought, oh, this is something I need to disclose until I was probably close to marriage. I don't know that I ever had like
Does Mrs. Wiggins know?
She knows. We had to get genetically tested for her to see if our kids would be susceptible to having it. I don't remember having a talk.
Do you know at birth? Is cystic fibrosis detectable immediately at birth?
Back when I was born, obviously now they can do genetic testing, but they don't do it for that. So you have to have a reason to test for it. And the reason that usually, and that's how they caught mine right away, is that your sweat is real salty.
How soon did you know? How soon did your parents know?
Within a few months.
Actually, so as a baby.
They knew that they thought I had bronchitis when I was born. So they knew something was up, and that's when they did the testing. So it was pretty quick.
Hmm. Next question.
Let's see. This one is a little bit of a biased question. You'll know where I'm going with this. But what is the best sport to watch in person?
Why is it a biased question?
Because this weekend starts the hockey playoffs.
Well, that's your opinion.
It's the best one.
I mean, your opinion. You want to answer hockey?
Yeah, it's hockey.
In person? I like baseball. I know that people whine about it, but that's because they don't like baseball. Like, you got to love it. I don't... Everybody obsesses over hockey and, oh, once you're there and blah, blah, blah. I am incredibly impressed by it, and I don't take anything away from it, but I don't understand. In hockey especially, are there plays? Yes, but not like in football. You know, in football, everything is plays. Everything is routes and you know, options and all that type of stuff. Hockey, it's really a testament to how athletic it is so fluid. I don't know enough about it to I think, appreciate it as much as I would like to. So football's really fun too, though. I'm going football or baseball, but maybe basketball.
We talked a little bit about this.
Maybe croquet.
While you were gone on Monday, I think that I've been to 2 baseball games this year, and I've forgotten how fun going to the baseball game is. It was just, I didn't have to think about anything. We were there to watch baseball. It was so enjoyable with my kids. But I'm still going with hockey.
Well, I'm stuck between this, and I think I'm going to ruffle some feathers here when I say this, but I think NASCAR is the best, or auto racing is the best.
Why? Because it's not a sport? Just have
it
to
is
it.
A sport. Next question is...
no. Is NASCAR a sport?
Yeah. Auto racing, that you don't get to experience the sights, the smells, the rumble, the feeling of watching that stuff at home. And a lot of that is what makes... And I firmly believe that any sport is better in person than it is on TV. Absolutely 100% would rather go to... I mean, freezing cold football game, don't care, would rather go to it than watch
golf.
It.
It's a lot of walking.
Golf isn't a sport.
You're going to say racing is a sport and golf isn't? You're fired. Go. That's wild. That should be the poll. I'm going to end the poll question right now and re-ask that. Which is a sport? Golf, racing, both or neither?
Or gymnastics. So,
but yeah, I mean, it's just like the experience of being there. There's nothing that has as much physical assault on your senses like a race. And I grew up watching it. Maybe it's a little bit of like that nostalgia of being a little kid and the emotions that I have of going with like my grandpa and all that other stuff. But that's my favorite, is to watch a race.
My next question is, do you think golf is a sport?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Same with racing with me. Just pulling some chains. Yeah, I don't know why Ryan hates the fact that it's a sport.
It's a sport.
Next question.
But you can hear it in the tone of my voice. I'm going to ask another sports question.
It's Brad's turn to ask.
Oh, sorry.
You want to let him play today?
Brad, do you want to go ahead? Or
Ryan, can I ask my question?
Yeah.
Don't. Okay. He's going to make that your question.
He's going to make it.
That was a good one. Now my turn.
Yeah. This is a weird question, but what weird food combinations do you really enjoy?
Oh, well, I said salami, cheese, and jelly.
Oh, yeah. We never followed up on that.
We need to follow up on that, don't we?
Yeah. I can't think of any crazy combinations. I said before I've been eating a lot of peanut butter and jelly. That's pinnacled.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
It's not.
It's I don't even know how you put those two things together in the same place.
Who even thinks of that?
I know. The internet. It's an Instagram thing. I don't know how to answer that because I can't think of any that I pair strangely. You know what I don't like, though? I don't like my foods touching much on plates. So maybe I'm a no to this question in general.
You are super OCD about things.
So this is going to like drive you nuts, but one of my favorite things growing up was to take the corn and mix it in with the mashed potatoes.
Oh, that's disgusting.
And I thought
it's
I was
farmer's delight.
I thought it was
beef in there.
I thought it was like incredibly weird until KFC introduced a bowl that basically has all of that, but I really like the corn and the mashed potatoes mixed together.
My grandma would make pot roast, peas, mashed potatoes, and gravy. And when we were over her house, you'd put the mashed potatoes down first, and then you'd put the beef that you'd kind of shred up on top of that, and then you put the peas on top of that, and then you put the gravy on top of that. And that's probably my favorite meal. My husband makes that like once a week. It's delicious. Next question. You guys have one from... I'll read one from the... Or do you have one?
I was going to say I've got one from the chat. And it's from Ender. He wants to know, when will Annie take a ride in a race car?
Oh, probably home on 70 today.
Nice.
Would you ride in it? Would you ride in a race car?
I don't know.
Like I know you did the Blue Angels thing, but if they did an event where you could do a ride along like that.
They do those things. I'd probably say yes. I would not like it, though.
What about you?
I would be less interested in doing that than flying in a F/A-18 Super Hornet. I've been in a really nasty car wreck, so I don't. That's a little different for me.
Yeah. What about you, Ryan?
Yeah, I'd probably do it. I don't have that much interest in racing, but being in a car seems like a cool experience.
Well, you know, I'm 1,000% in on that. So.
Yeah.
Next question. Bobo says, "Would you?" Okay. Who's what? What's happening? Is that Ethan? Is he screwing around here?
I don't know. That's
it's just flashing.
Bizarre.
Would you rather your inner monologue is now narrated by Gilbert Gottfried or your dreams are directed by Quentin Tarantino? And it won't stop laughing.
It's just, it's
I don't know
blinking.
What to do with that.
I got to go with Quentin Tarantino here. Quentin Tarantino movies are pretty cool, so having dreams based on that, that'd be all right.
I don't wouldn't define them as, like, I don't need my inner thoughts being Quentin Tarantino thoughts.
It's your dreams. So you'd go with Gilbert Gottfried narrating your inner monologue?
Apparently he already does, because apparently I sound like him.
That's true.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. You have an answer to this question?
I think I would rather my inner monologue be narrated by Gilbert Gottfried, because I don't like Quentin Tarantino. He's too weird for me, and yeah. I would hate my dreams to be like written or directed by him.
Next question. Ice bath, hot tub, or sauna?
Ooh, well, I like hot tubs. That's the easiest one. So I'm going to go with hot tub.
I have to pick one? My least favorite's hot tub. That's people soup. That's gross.
That's true. But saunas, man, I can't go into a sauna.
I like the sauna.
I can't. I start to panic because I can't breathe.
No, I like to do the sauna and then follow it up immediately with an ice bath.
Have you done that?
Yes, and it is great.
I'm 100% in on saunas, and I want to buy one. So somebody tell me where I can buy a good sauna, because I want one.
Oof.
Next question.
Next question is back to my sports question. Should we still have an all-star game at all?
For what?
In baseball.
Yeah, why wouldn't we?
I don't know. I think they're kind of boring now. I just don't...
What if we had them play hockey?
If we had the baseball players play hockey, I'd watch that.
Yeah.
Actually, apply that to any sport. Is there any sport that you're like, oh, I love the all-star game?
Yeah, the NBA and the dunk competition and the home run derby and all that stuff. It's fun. It's just for fun.
Okay.
When it meant something, it was stupid.
Did they take that away?
Yeah.
Does it matter? Oh, really? I didn't even know that.
Brad, do you have a thought?
Yeah, I think we should definitely still do it in every sports league except for the except for NASCAR, because
for golf.
Except for golf, because I mean you're already individually playing. No, same thing with NASCAR. You're already an individual race. You don't need to do an all-star race. That's weird.
Even NFL, Pro Bowl,
sure. Why not?
I don't know.
Like, why are you advocating against taking something like this away? It's
I just
not
think
like
they're
it's
boring.
Not, it's not like you're doing something instead of something else.
I guess not. But I just think the Pro Bowl in particular, and the All-Star Game. I used to be so excited about it. That's what I'm trying to communicate. Is when I was a kid, man, I loved seeing the All-Star Game. But after interleague play, it just didn't have the same panache.
Okay.
All right.
If you're bored by it, don't watch them.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we will do a few more questions here and get to the results at the end of the hour of our YouTube poll. I know you're dying to find out. Will you dye eggs this weekend? Yes or no? Andy Fry YouTube channel. Come say hi. If you got a question you want to ask us, leave it right there in the YouTube live chat. We'll be right back.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're doing a little next question here on a good Friday afternoon. We know that the weather is going to be weird this weekend, so stay close to Dave Murray's Facebook page. He'll be updating you there. He also updated us at the top of the 1 o'clock hour. So if you want to check out the Annie Fry Show podcast as he lays out what we can expect for the weekend, Dave Murray did us that favor earlier in the show. We're going through our next question conversation right now. Our YouTube live chat poll question for you is, will you dye eggs this weekend? Yes or no? I'm going to ask the next question here for you guys and ask you, what's the most disturbing movie you've ever seen? And what's the worst movie you've ever seen? Just absolute dumbest. Why did I spend my time doing that? Made you mad because it was so dumb.
Ooh, that's the worst movie.
The most disturbing movie I think I've ever seen was House of 1,000 Corpses. That was just so...
Can you explain the plot? Because I think I've seen it, but I don't remember.
Not really. It was a long time ago. It just seemed like terror and death and torture. And then the end wasn't a resolution. You didn't feel like the problem had been solved at the end. You felt like the problem was coming to get you at the end. We watched The Lion King app. I think we finished House of 1,000 Corpses at like 1 a.m. And then we popped in The Lion King or Monsters, Inc. or something after that. This was maybe 20 years ago. And then the worst movie you've ever seen... I remember seeing the alien version of Indiana Jones in the theater. Was super excited to see that. And then it turned out aliens or something. That pissed me off. I was so mad at that. And then also Independence Day, Resurgence or whatever it was. So hyped to see that. I love the original Independence Day. And the movie was so bad. The story was so bad. I'm like, you should have just told me you wanted my money. And at least let me keep my time. I was so mad about it.
Okay. Most disturbing movie I've ever seen was Requiem for a Dream. It is so depressing. It's about drug addicts, basically. And you keep thinking there's like redemption. They're gonna kind of get out of this. And they never do. And it just gets worse and worse and worse.
It's usually super disturbing when it's super depraved.
It is, yeah. But it's weird because it's not just depraved like, oh, wow, how sick. It's like, yeah, that's probably what that would look like.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, man, unfortunately, you ended this movie correctly. Most disappointing movie?
It has to be something people know. It can't be some like, yep. I was up at 3 a.m. and I watched a channel that nobody has
yep.
and saw this
terrible movie. Don't worry. Everybody knows this one. It is Wedding Singer.
I love
because
that movie.
Because Billy Madison blew my mind, and then I waited in line to see Happy Gilmore, and when Wedding Singer was coming out, I'm like, this is gonna continue to be the best movie trilogy I've ever seen, and he just turned to corny, did a different type of movie, and I was so mad.
I love The Wedding Singer.
Most people do.
Brett?
The most disturbing movie I've ever seen was, I think it was called Alice, Sweet Alice, and it's kind of like it's a horror movie, and it's about a girl named Alice who is like, just looks like this.
She's
normal.
She's really sweet.
Yeah. Normal, everyday girl next door kind of thing, but then she just snaps and goes crazy and kills people in the most grotesque, weird ways. And I think I was in like fifth grade when I saw this because I was over at a birthday party, and there's a scene where she is beating this person's face in with a high heel, and I will never ever ever forget it. And I couldn't even tell you how it ended because I was like, why is this on the TV? We're in fifth grade. The worst movie ever made is
where, what was the situation you were in that you saw it when you were in fifth grade?
It was a birthday party.
Sleepover?
No.
Unsupervised?
No, it was an unsupervised birthday party. And
that's the way they all were in the yep. day, yeah. folks. That's how it went.
And it was actually a girl's birthday party, and the girls wanted to watch this movie. So
did you cry?
No.
I just,
it's like, Brad, aren't you going to watch a movie? No, I'm going to stay in here and eat some cake.
Alice wasn't sweet at all.
No, this I feel lied to. But the worst movie I've ever seen is The Last Jedi. So it was the second installment of the Disney trilogy, and Rian Johnson has forever earned my ire for that piece of garbage.
What was so bad about it?
It destroyed everything that was Star Wars.
Is that where they made Luke Skywalker like a...
A wuss, yeah.
No.
And they also like sent Finn and Rose off on this big important... Like when they wrote this movie, they sent them off on this big important chase for this MacGuffin. And basically they didn't know what to do with them. So their whole story arc in that movie played no role in the ultimate outcome. You know, is just... A big.
Does Luke Skywalker hate what they did to his character? Does he ever commented on it?
Yes. Yeah, Mark Hamill does not like what they did with Luke Skywalker. I believe it was something along the lines of, you know, he said, you have taken the character who would not give up on Darth Vader having good in him. You've made this character the most evil man in the galaxy. He's like, no, I can see the good in him. And then he has a bad dream about his nephew and he's ready to kill him in his sleep.
Hamill said that?
Yeah. And he's like,
before
this is,
or after, like during.
This is like after
the movie
and like in like he's saying this as they're promoting the movie. he wasn't happy with what they did with that character. So worst movie ever made.
Next question, somebody.
Next question. These are two questions, and they're mostly about your feet.
Oh, no.
What kind of socks do you prefer to wear, like, profile-wise? Do you like the ones that come up high on your ankle? You like low-profile socks?
Depends on what I'm wearing.
So you're versatile.
Yeah, I would say I'm very versatile in my sock-wearing. Thanks for talking about it.
do you have any opinion on this?
It's what Annie said. Depends on what I'm wearing.
I hate low profile socks. I was just trying to find a kindred spirit.
So many of these questions are just things. We should just call this things I need to get off my chest. This is the next question.
Ryan needs affirmation.
Yeah.
The next one's just like that one. Crocs.
Hate them.
What about them?
I just hate them. Do you like them?
I have them.
Are they comfortable?
Depends on what I'm doing.
Are they appropriate to wear in public?
I don't. Well, I mean, no, I really don't. I like to wear them around the pool.
That's fair.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. As a sandal. That's completely fair.
What are the other options?
I don't know. Just wearing them to events.
Athletic shoe?
Just wearing them as your everyday
dress
shoe?
Yeah, I don't know. I just, like, kids, it's fine. It's a fashion,
no.
Whatever.
No.
But adults, like, really? I don't know. It just seems a little
weird.
Do you
have any?
No, I don't.
Your wife does.
Yes, she does.
We have the same ones.
Really?
Yeah. I bought them at Disney because I was pregnant and walking in with swollen feet at like in the middle of the summer when it was super hot and I needed something.
They're the perfect shoe to slip on to go get the mail.
Yeah, like slippers.
Yeah, like slippers, like sandals.
You said that you were too good for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, too good for those two.
I love slippers also.
Oh, no. I don't hate slippers, but I'm not going to wear them to Walmart.
They're not. Yeah, that's not what they're for. They're house shoes. Like a house coat, which is also a robe.
Yes. By the way, that robe is like the heaviest thing I own. And when I put it on, I feel like I'm being enveloped by love.
It's funny because it came from me.
I know. But it's so heavy that I put it on. I'm like, it's like a weighted blanket. It's like, oh.
You could put that and some slippers or some Crocs on to go get the mail. Do you get the mail in the morning?
No, I usually get it in the evening.
Do you go get a paper in the morning?
No, but I like the idea of doing those things.
Ryan's like, I might
open it up at the end of your driveway and snap it a few times.
See what the old stock market's
doing. Hi, George.
Doing.
There's no George.
There's nobody out at all.
His neighbor's like,
he just stands out there until he can say hi to somebody that can say, oh, I saw Ryan out at the end of his driveway reading his paper.
Yeah,
smart guy.
Just seeing what the indexes were doing.
Keeping up on the, yeah, as of print.
He's got a pipe. Blows bubbles.
Hello, raccoon. You always go in that same sewer. I think you've got mange. Well, have a good day.
Next question.
All right, so in light of your birthday today, do you still get excited for your birthday? And this is for everyone.
You should be.
I'm not excited for it. I don't presume to think that it matters to other people. It's a day.
Yeah, but it's kind of fun, right?
I got a free coffee from Starbucks today.
Did you?
Yeah.
From your husband?
No, from Starbucks.
Oh, I didn't know they did that.
Well, they didn't do it for you.
I have to declare my birthday on a different day that's coming up a little sooner than September.
Yeah.
What about you, Ryan?
Yeah, I still get a little bit excited for my birthday. Although, I think most of the people in my life are going to tell me, actually, aside from you guys, most of the people at home, they're like, we got you something, but it's not here yet. You know, that happens a lot.
Does it bother you?
I can't say it.
It bothers you. You said enough.
I can't say it bothers me.
You've hesitated.
But it's a little like, it's expected. I'm going to get something. Probably not going to get it early or on the day.
Brad?
I'm kind of like with you, Annie, on this, except I like all the sheen and the shine that was the birthday whenever I was younger and I was a kid. It all is kind of tarnished and went away. And it's like, okay, it's just another, like, oh, cool. It's a birthday.
What do you
I made
by
it
tarnished.
It just, now I'm getting a year older and there's nothing, like, before your birthday, there was something to look forward to. Your 16th birthday, you're getting your license, you know, turn 18, you're an adult, that sort of thing. And, like, after you turn 24 and your insurance goes down, it's just like, I'm just another year older. I mean, I get excited to celebrate with family and friends and it's nice that they think about me and that sort of thing. But just the birthday itself is just, it's just another day anymore. A reminder that you're getting older.
I agree. It's very depressing and awful. Right, Annie?
This is a great conversation. Happy to be here. 22 minutes and counting. Next question. Do you have a band, an artist, or something commonly respected and liked by most people that just is nails on the chalkboard to you. Mine is Jennifer Nettles of Sugarland. Like, if that comes on and I'm driving a car over a bridge, I'm like considering driving off the bridge. Here's the
Jennifer Nettles is the artist?
She's the artist. She's the lead singer for Sugarland.
Oh, okay.
I don't wanna do it's so awful.
I don't even know if I know that song.
Oh,
is it country?
Gosh. Yeah, it's terrible. A lot of people like her. Idina Menzel is another one. The voice of Elsa in Frozen just makes me want to end Elsa. I understand how Idina Menzel's voice would translate as a very theatrical presentation on a stage in live theater. But Let It Go, holy crap. I can't handle the tone of her voice. And she's Elsa. It's like she's one of the top Disney princess characters or whatever she is that have ever existed. So clearly she's fine. But not, I can't.
I get that. Mine is the number one name that came to mind right when you said that is Pat Benatar. I can't stand Pat Benatar. She sounds like she's...
Real?
Yes.
Okay.
She sounds like somebody told her, go into the studio and just sing like you are a rock star. And then they put pop behind her.
Name like something that she sings.
Gosh, offhand, there's 1,000 songs that I know by her. And every time they come on, I'm like...
Is it like, I Hate Myself for Loving You?
Yeah, I think that's her. Love is a battlefield. Hit me with your best shot.
Oh, yeah. I don't like
Heartbreaker. Love my girl.
Sound just like her.
Ugh,
Kate says on our YouTube, she doesn't like Adele. I love Adele. See, that's the type of thing I'm talking about. Like, for some reason, there's something in the tone of somebody's voice that everybody loves, and you're like, I secretly can't stand it.
Mm-hmm.
Brad?
The Beatles.
Okay.
just go on.
Choosing violence.
Yeah.
I hope your inbox is okay, because you're going to get a lot of hate. I cannot.
Send it to Brad. Don't send it to me.
I cannot. Well, mine's not in the description in the chat, so.
Just put attention, Brad.
Attention, Brad. She'll forward it to me. I will just ignore them. I cannot stand the Beatles. I don't understand. It's not just that I don't understand why everybody likes them and why it was such a huge thing and all that other stuff. It's not good music.
It's the greatest band ever. Brad's like, they
suck.
Well,
Steve, our ratings seem to plummet right about 2:41 on a Friday. Happened to be my birthday. Let's check the tape. Let's see here. Which one did I want to pop up here? Oh, Chris says Dave Matthews for me. I understand that. I like Dave Matthews. But it's kind of one of those things where everything he does sounds the same. So if you like it, you like everything he does. If you don't like it, you don't like anything he does.
It's also that Dave Matthews, he's not right in front of you anymore. For a time period, he was everywhere. Yeah. But I don't hear Dave Matthews on the radio that much.
So if you hear one song, to me, I'm more okay with it now than I've ever been.
Yeah, me too.
I know there are people who, he's a divider of people, but I think he's got enough on his side that he's probably doing just fine. All right. Any other questions before we wrap?
Well, one more of those singers that drives me nuts. Bon Jovi. And I think
I'm with you on that one.
He's got some songs that I don't think are bad songs. Pat Benatar, actually, if somebody else did them, they might be okay songs. But he sings so much harder than the rock he's doing that it takes me out of it every time. That wasn't a question. It's a statement. But it's true.
There's a lot of discussion in our YouTube chat right now of people who you hate, so sorry to take it such a dark direction. Sometimes you got to get that off your chest, though, because when I've said before that Idina Menzel's voice is like nails on a chalkboard to me, I've had multiple times people be like, yes, it drives me crazy too. I feel seen in that moment, because how do you dislike Elsa? I like the movies for the most part. I don't think it's against the character or the movie or whatever. It's just like, why that voice? Or why did she present her voice in that way?
I actually agree with you. Although, gosh, the comment up right now, Info Dude, Fleetwood Mac is the reason I can't rip the knobs off my radio. I have to be able to change it. My gosh. Fleetwood Mac is great.
Brian says U2 sucks.
Ouch.
That's not from me. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll wrap up the show here with the results of the YouTube live chat poll. When we come back, are you going to dye Easter eggs this weekend? Even with the price of eggs being up, are you going to pull back at all on that? Yes or no? Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'll be right back. It sounds like, are we back in now?
Yeah.
Who sings that song?
That's Kiss.
That was one that I said we can't play anymore.
I said,
Brad, you turn this off.
Kiss wasn't listed yesterday.
That was rough.
I didn't even have my headphones on. Sounds like rough.
Just want to let you guys know we are in the segment now.
Jeez.
We are rolling.
Usually let the music play while I find something to talk about. Guess what, guys? Brad, why don't you take it from here?
Yeah, okay. Well, fine. You know what? Let's do this. It's Annie's birthday.
What?
Actually, give me that segment back.
What?
And on purpose.
I've got a card here, Annie, and the card has your birthday present in it, and I'd like for you to open it on air. I know you don't like opening cards on air or
don't make it sound like I'm the Grinch.
Well, it's because it's usually not good radio, but I think this is going to be different.
This segment is changing that.
I appreciate the gifts, and this is even sealed. That's great. It's just that it's so quiet, which kind of was like our intro. So make maybe this really
yeah.
Make it loud. Open it loud. Well, we're waiting.
Oh, it's just that.
That's it. So
what? Really?
Yes.
Is that
why don't you tell the people on air that are listening what it says, Annie?
That's so much better than mine.
Why I wanted to go first.
That's really all that matters, Ryan. That's why we did it this way. White House press pass. So Brad talked to me about this a little bit earlier this week, but didn't give me a ton of details. And Brad has been hustling his butt off, as he is apt to do. And he has gotten me the opportunity to go be a part of the press pool.
Whoa.
At the White House. Is that not so cool? I don't have all the details. You messaged me some stuff yesterday because I need to coordinate. But this is the craziest thing.
This is still so developing that I had a phone call this morning at about 10 o'clock with actually it was a person.
Do I have to carry this cricket made White House press pass? Hey, it says Gary Foote on the back.
Gary Foote.
You're not Gary Foote. Get out of here.
Who really is?
What a scoop.
What a scoop.
So I've been working with...
That's not Gary Wood.
There goes my career.
Gary Wood pops up out of the bushes. That's not Gary Wood. I'm Gary Wood.
I'm going to make a puppet.
It's going to have a little ticket in
it's
his
It's going to look exactly like you as a weatherman.
You should do that. Dudes, take up ventriloquism just for the White House.
I know.
Do not.
I know that you want me to lose my job. I
don't care if the puppet is me.
I had to work so hard to get our show the credibility to say, hey, we want these people on.
What do you mean you had to work so hard to get us
well,
the
they don't even.
Yeah, like, we didn't have any. Brad's like, look, we got to really present best foot forward.
Whatever you do, don't Google
it. We are professionals here. Shows up
Google
with a puppet.
KMOX.
Named
See
Gary Wood.
She knows
it looks like
people.
These shows have won Edward Murrow Awards. Yes, they'll be allowed in the White House. They don't do puppeteering.
So I worked with any angle that I could get, but really, I think a lot of credit here goes to Will Scharf.
He's so cool.
I was reaching out to him, and I was looking for a cool present to do for your birthday that would be really
can't
unique.
Can't wait to see what Ryan did.
And I also
reached out to Will Scharf.
I said,
and wait till you see what I got you.
Yeah, he said, I said,
Donald Trump in a cake.
Ta-da, gluten-free. Yeah.
That's why Joe DeVito couldn't get in the cake.
That's why I was like, oh, shoot, Joe, shut up. Joe, he's talking about the cake.
Anyway, sorry, Brad.
So I was talking to him, and I was like, hey, could we get maybe Annie a pen that he used to sign an executive order or something like that? And he's like, I have a better idea. And so,
man.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So we're supposed to give him some dates.
I'm sweating.
A couple days. They said that they could get you in for a press conference with Caroline Leavitt, and that they could have you travel with the press pool. So
what? Travel with the press pool? On the bus? Because there's a bus,
right? I don't
right?
know.
Just
I don't
like
know.
The minor leagues.
They didn't tell me.
We
that.
Don't know. I'm gonna not embarrass myself or the family.
Wait, so like on the plane?
So like
Air Force One?
So
that's
like
the travel pool. That's different.
No.
The next step is to get them dates so that we can get you on the schedule and get you to Washington D.C.
One of the coolest things I've ever got.
That's incredible. Okay.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
I got you this root beer variety pack.
You know how I'm always talking about how much I love root beer.
Cool, huh? It's not just root beer, though. You see that? There's cream soda and there's orange cream in it. It's a 12-pack. It's not just a bunch of cans, though, either. It's bottles. They're fancy. It's all drink-themed, because I also got you that gift card to Scooters.
Thank you. It's drink-themed. It's so heavy.
You're welcome. I know. That's how you know it's real.
I really need to know the story of what came first, the thought to get this, or when you saw this. Were you like, gosh, that says Annie?
I did. I saw that, and I was like, oh, shoot. So I messaged Will Scharf. And I said, do you think she'd like this?
She loves cream soda.
And he goes, does it have orange cream or just root beer? And I was like, no, it has some orange cream in it. He's like, get it. So I did. And there you go.
This is expired.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Don't even tell me that. Oh, my gosh.
I got you some expired root beer.
That tracks.
It does.
No, I just thought it looked fun.
Did you get this at a discount store?
No. It was just at a store that I thought looked fun. I was like, I have no idea if Annie even drinks this kind of stuff, but I can't.
But what?
You know what came to mind when I saw it is when you said everybody's got one of those random alcoholic drinks in the back of their fridge. I was like, yeah, this could be those.
You got me drinks to keep in my fridge for years?
Kind of. But I was also thinking, even if you don't like them, somebody in your family is going to be super happy about that. So that's why I also got the Scooters, because I know you drink that. But this was just kind of like I'm just going to take a shot here. See if maybe that's something you think was cool. I'll be honest with you right now. It's not as cool as getting a press pass to the White House.
Nothing is.
But Will Scharf did say that you'd like it, so.
How long have you had this?
A couple weeks.
Did you buy it today?
No. I bought that a couple weeks ago. And I knew that I was going to get you the gift card also, so I had it kind of planned out.
Be honest. Man. When you bought this,
go ahead.
Did you buy it for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you go through?
Dale says, make sure it's not dog drinks.
You didn't go through with the other part, did you? Because we got to save that.
No, I didn't. Okay. I wasn't able to.
We had this big idea, but we couldn't. Just like I was saying earlier, it would have been like, yeah, well, we got this for your birthday, but it's not here yet. So we decided to not do that and hold off. We have this other thing. So you're going to get it for Christmas, probably.
You literally just said that you don't like it when people do that.
That's why we didn't do it to you.
You just did it to me.
No, I didn't.
You did.
No, it'll be right on time for Christmas.
In fact, the only thing you did was the part you don't like. Which is to say, we were going to get you something, but we didn't.
No. I'm just telling you right now.
Man, this is a spectrum of gift giving here today on the Annie Fry Show. Thank you for the Sprecher variety pack.
Sprecher G. Deutsch.
I don't think that's right. It's kosher, handcrafted, gluten-free, caffeine-free, and award-winning.
And I'm checked on all that to be sure before I bought it.
I almost had you on the expired thing.
Yeah, you did.
His face. After the show, go back and watch his face.
You're going to live like a queen now. You're going to walk into the White House press room, just down in orange cream and cream sodas, left and right, because you got so many of them.
With Gary Foote on my hand.
One hand with a root beer, the other hand in a puppet. Like, oh man, this
what
lady.
What a scoop. What came, a drink.
She came to rock. Going on her first. Then.
Thank you
Caitlin
to
Collins.
Everybody who has been wishing me happy birthday on the YouTube live. If you want to get me a gift for my birthday, come subscribe to the Annie Fry Show. We're very close to 12,000 subscribers, like 230 people that we need to come subscribe, and we'll hit that 12,000 mark. The YouTube live chat poll, will you die Easter eggs this weekend? Ryan was a surprising yes because it's happening right now without him. You guys, I think I saw your wife say that she is going to hard boil eggs.
My wife?
But not dye them.
Yes, Brad doesn't. That's correct.
I don't know the answer to this, but I'm going to say yes and hope that we do, because it's a fun thing to do with kids. It's messy, but it's fun, and it's a good memory. So I'm going to vote yes. We had 250 votes in today's poll. 78% of you said no. 22% of you are going to still manage the high egg prices and dye those eggs. Happy Good Friday. Happy Easter. He is risen. Mark Reardon up next.